I have not been acting strangely. I'm just a little stressed is all. And you know what? No. I'm not doing this. I have been acting strangely because no, it's not work. It's just, look, could you stop? Could you stop being you and being so, I mean, you're lovely. You're really lovely and you're worried about me and that. Can you not? I mean, I need you to do something for me. I need you to just sit there and listen and not interrupt and not run away and not that you would run away, I hope. I know I've been acting weird. I've just this is So we're best friends, and I love that. I like that we're best friends because no one gets me like you do, and you're a really great person, and that sounds like that sounds terrible. That sounds awful. You know, but you are. But I mean, oh. You are lovely. You are so, so damn lovely. And you are a wonderful friend. I mean, I never had a friend like you, a friend who is real and authentic and who worries about me and cares about me and is good looking. I mean, you're not. I mean, you are. I mean, I have had friends who are good looking, but I mean, I've been weird lately because there is, we are, well, we're not, but. So you're a really great friend. You are a great friend. I mean, you are a great friend. And I really appreciate you. I can word. I can. I'm just panicking. I'm really, really panicking. No, don't. Just sit there. Okay, because I'm going to do this because I need to do this because I you are such an easy person to be with. And I mean, I'm comfortable around you. I'm myself around you, and I'm never myself. I'm always filtered or guarded because, well, you know, stuff. But you put me at ease, and I'm myself with you, just because I want to be myself with you. I want you to know me, and that is something which is I'm wary a lot of the time. So I have why is this so difficult? I know why this is difficult. So I like being with you. I like being with you. When I'm with you, you're really lovely. You're You're ridiculously lovely. And you're sweet and thoughtful and funny. And you have this gorgeous smile that lights up a room. When you look at me and say my name, I legitimately just... I the world stops, and all there is you and me, and then it starts up again because there's not just you and me, but I would like there to be. What I'm trying to say is, the way you're looking at me right now, it's so easy to fall in love with you. And I did. I fell in love with you. I fell so hard. And I still feel the bruise because it hurts a bit. No. I just mean falling in love with you was not painful. It was wonderful and it was gorgeous and everything I ever thought it could be. But falling in love with you and then realizing that we're just friends. That left a bruise. And I thought I would get over it. I tried to get over it. I dated. I dated. And it went awfully because I'm in love with you and I don't want anyone else, and so I thought I could just bury it, but I can't because you're so you, and when you're you, I just fall deeper in love, and so I decided I was going to tell you because I can't do this. I can't. It's just I love you so much, and I need to tell you. And I've been trying to work up the courage, and I haven't told you yet. Well, I mean, I'm telling you now, but for the last couple of weeks, I've been lost in this. I have just been chickening out. And, that is what has made me be so weird. And I love you. I'm in love with you. I am stupid in love with you. And did I tell you because it's Valentine's Day? It's Valentine's Day? It's Valentine's Day. It's... Oh, bollocks. It's Valentine's Day. Yes, I completely forgot it was Valentine's Day. I've been so worked up and caught up in It's Valentine's Day. So I just confessed my love on Valentine's Day.
I,
at you're smiling. And you haven't run away, so... So that's good. Aren't you going to say anything? I just... Oh, no, you can talk. Well, you said it was Valentine's Day, so technically you have already... You're just messing with me. You're messing with me. Of course you are. Because this is a joke. This, it's not a joke. I... I'm sorry. I'm... Why? Because I just ruined our friendship by, saying that thing I said. You know, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go and, okay, I need you to let go of my hand because I can't go if you're clinging to me like a koala. And do you know that koalas have STDs? I mean, not all the STDs, just one ST. Yes, I am really bad at this. Well, I've never told anyone that I love them before, so... No, I haven't. Oh, well, because I haven't. I haven't loved anyone before. I mean, I love my mum and dad. And my brother, sometimes. I mean, occasionally. Mostly when he's not there, but, like this, I've never loved someone like I love you. I'm fine. I've gone pale. I'm not fine. I'm panicking because I just so I just said that I breathe. I just said that I love you and you're so lovely. You're so sweet, and so what? Who of the what now? Am I hallucinating? Am I hallucinating? Because I'm pretty sure that's bad, but not bad because you just said that you love me, and I kind of like this hallucination, and I don't really want to wake up, but. Pretty sure that I shouldn't want to hallucinate, and I'm not. So you love me. You love me. You love me. You love me. I'm shaking. Are you just saying that because I said it? Because you don't... Okay. Wow. Okay. I get it. Okay. You love me. You love me. No, I feel better. Just shaky and tingly and happy because you love me. You stop saying it like a question. You love me. And you're not just saying that because I said it. No, I'm just saying. I was double checking. What? I've been tying myself up in knots. You have to just give me some slack. I'm just so in love with you, and you love me. Why didn't you say something? Why didn't you say something? Oh, you were. Oh, you were. See, that's easy to say because I said it. So now you can say, oh, I was going to tell you. Oh, you were going to tell me at dinner. Oh, you were going to tell me at dinner. It's Valentine's. Wait. Dinner is... Were you? Well, it's Valentine's, and you said that you had plans for dinner, and... roses? And chocolates, and... So you were going to do the whole... Oh. That sounds... So you mean if I had just stayed quiet, I, are we still going to... We are. Good. Okay. So you're really in love with me? Oh, it's just... It's not that I doubt you. It's just... When someone gives you everything you've ever wanted, it's hard to believe that it's real. Of course you're all that I've ever wanted. Whoa, what was that? You were just about to kiss me. No, I do want you to, but I just thought we've got dinner plans and it would be... You know what? What am I saying? No, come back, come back. Really? Bollocks. I just had this image of you and... roses and music and I I wasn't thinking because now I have missed out on a kiss from you and I want a kiss. I want all the kisses, so dinner, which is in 6 hours. Six hours, so no kisses for 6 hours. It's okay. You know what? It's actually a good thing because I need to get ready. I need to get ready. What? Oh, no. I can't wear what I was going to wear because that was for dinner with a friend. Now it's for dinner with you. And you're going to say that you love me. I mean, you have said, but you're going to say it again. And this... It might not be enough time. Okay, I love you. I will see you in 6 hours and I am going to knock your socks off. I mean, I just want it to be nice because I love you. And I'm going to go and get ready and or we could spend the next 6 hours together. Oh, no, that's not fair. That is really not fair at all. Oh, because it's not a competition. If it's between 6 hours of trying on clothes and 6 hours with you, I'm staying right here with you. Yeah, I really do love you. And you love me, and... You want to kiss me and... Really? Bollocks. But it's okay. I've got 6 hours to convince you. What? No? Don't know what you're talking about. I really love you, you know. I love you so much and... Happy Valentine's Day. I love you. Really? No kiss? Wow, you. You're hard work. But I love you.